When we take a closer look to the visual culture, we also have to think about the political and societal situation in the GDR. And we have to keep in mind that the geographical situation of the GDR has been a kind of buffer zone between the western part and the eastern part during the Cold War. You can't actually compare the entire situation with any other eastern country at that time. And state socialism in the GDR created an atmosphere of deep mistrust, really a claustrophobic climate. And it was kind of hermetically sealed in terms also of information flow and cultural exchange. It was a state of control and repression and observation, and the purposeful incapacitation of its citizens and the ideologization of everyday life was the main or major aim. We have, looking at the art production, we have of course the institutional and state art production with a complete functionalization of the art and following the dogma of a communist vision. Abstract, informal, minimalist approaches, references to modernist art history were rejected. The notion of performance or of interdisciplinary process-oriented work, media art, didn't belong to the official vocabulary until the early 80s. To practice as an artist after having visited the art academy, you immediately had to become a member of the art association, otherwise you became a suspect and really criminalized by the state itself. So the right to work as an artist also became the duty to work as an artist and also to be registered and work within the entire system. You had three options working as an artist. In order to make some kind of career, you immediately had to get involved into the political and ideological state mission. The first two artist generations tried to in the 50s and 60s tried to create free space within the institutional culture, but there have been extreme and many cases of exclusion, discrimination, and repression. The second option, which really wasn't an option, but many did so, was leaving the country. Over the 40 years of the existence of the GDR, there have been hundreds of cultural producers leaving the GDR, and you are probably familiar with names like A.R. Penck or Gerhard Richter, or who else, Baselitz, Georg Baselitz. They are all coming from the former eastern part of Germany. But also a lot of female artists left the country. Also Tina Bara, Cornelia Schleime, Christine Schlegel, Barbara Berthold Metzeler, and so on. Countless person left. So the art community shrank and became a kind of inspired, very active, sometimes quarrelsome, competitive small family, especially in the 80s. And the third option was to create your own niche and to work as a loner at the fringe of society and the official art production as an exotic kind of existence, like Hermann Klöckner or Gerhard Altenburg did. A lot of artists have been working in artist groups and supporting each other. And of course there has been an independent art scene and autonomous art scene and art production, but on the edge of legality and placed outside of the official state cultural activities. So the third generation of the artists end of the 70s and in the 80s was looking for an art production far away from the dominating culture and its institutions. And they somehow also succeeded due to the opening and loosening of the political tightness in the 80s. In the 1980s, the artists created their own counterculture with a gesture of refusal to a climate of political deadness and intellectual powerlessness. And I would like to quote from a book which I really appreciate. It's called Beyond State Culture. And they say there, these artists really have been resistant to ideological promise, skeptical about societal utopias, stubborn or reluctant to anti-modernist folksy aesthetics, and fascinated by the international avant-garde. And of course they were looking for new horizons. I would like to ask or to pose the question, why have there been no feminist artists, especially in the context of the exhibition React Feminism? Because there are, and also in the archive, there are works by female artists, and there are a lot of affinities to Western art productions. But I have so far never read about a feminist art tradition or feminist performances art in the GDR. There don't exist any or hardly any feminist statements by female artists. There is one, Gabriele Stötzer, who's also participating in the archive, who I would call a feminist artist. What we see is a very contradictory and ambivalent image, because all the female artists had a mutual enemy, and this was first of all the state itself. And the emancipation of women was a second topic, as a lot of female artists state, and the main aim was kind of to liberate humankind in general. Other statements saying, well, this sounds rather like a spare tire for the lack of any further explanation. But what we can pursue is that female artists in the GDR have been working more quietly and find almost hidden dealing with their female identity. Cornelia Schleimer and Christine Schlegel see their femininity, of course, as constitutional, and they were acting out from her female identity and with her body. But on the other hand, Cornelia Schleimer also states that she has been working always in a male painter's tradition. She's a painter, and she is occupied mainly with painting, and she always will have this so-called male gaze. But that didn't hold her from body actions or female themes. And Christine Schlegel, another also painter, but also somehow performer, says that she was working mostly with mythological texts and characters due to the lack of contemporary ideals or opportunities to identify with, for instance, Western or also Eastern artists.